This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Like many states, Kentucky is joining the federal government in adopting legislation designed to provide relief during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to WFPL in Louisville, some of what the state-level legislation seeks to do includes an extension of unemployment benefits to self-employed workers and contractors who were previously ineligible. It also extends unemployment access to full-time workers who were reduced to part-time hours, and it waives the 7-day waiting period before a laid-off worker can apply for benefits while expanding the look-back period for determining those benefits. The bill also permits restaurants to sell liquor by the drink with food takeout orders and to sell grocery items to customers, and it waives several business fees and penalties. Meanwhile, the relief bill eases privacy rules for healthcare providers, allowing them to be able to contact patients remotely instead of in person, and it allows for conference call and video meetings for local governments. And some local governments are taking advantage of that now. And joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about Kentucky's legislation and the return of the General Assembly to Frankfort this week is State Representative Rachel Roberts, a Democrat from Newport. Representative Roberts, thank you for being with us.
Hi, Michael. It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You were the only Democrat from the State House to serve on the conference committee that drafted the General Assembly's coronavirus legislation language, and you wrote an op-ed about it. You called it an example of government at its best, both parties working together in the best interest of the citizens. Talk a little bit about that process.
So it really was just that. So it was a bipartisan bill that started with us in the House, where we talked about those things you just mentioned, unemployment, easing telehealth regulations, all of these things that were so very, very necessary in the moment. We passed that unanimously in the House, and then it moved down to the Senate. The Senate ended up having us have a free conference committee on it so that we could put even more into the bill last week. So through that free conference committee, we added things like telenotary services. We beefed up even more on the telehealth stuff. We gave extra protections to physicians who might be working outside of their normal scope right now, but in good faith to serve our communities, for businesses that are changing their model from what they normally create to creating things for our healthcare workers. So we made it an even better bill with bipartisan support and work from both houses, and we passed it unanimously that same day.
And we should note, for those who don't know, that Representative Roberts, the Democrat from Newport, was only elected about 6 weeks ago in a special election to fill the seat that was held for a long time by Democrat Dennis Keene, who is now a commissioner in the administration of the governor. This must be quite a time to be a new face around Frankfort, Rachel.
Yeah, all of this on the free conference committee took place on my 16th day actually serving in the General Assembly. So, it is trial by fire, I suppose, but I'm a very spiritual person who believes we are put in the place we can be of the most service in the time that we are most needed. And it's my honor to be in this position right now. I was absolutely honored that I was chosen to be on this committee. I think I was chosen because I am a small business owner. And as you know, your listeners have been hearing from lots of sources, small business owners are really, really at the forefront of this in a lot of ways. And we all want our main streets to be able to come back and thrive. In the state of Kentucky, small businesses are the largest employer in the state. So it's so vitally important that we do everything we can in this moment to keep them healthy and alive and employing people in our communities.
And so the General Assembly is back in session to hash out a budget. Every 2 years, the General Assembly gets together in even-numbered years to pass a 2-year budget. That's why the session is longer this time around. Are there concerns at all among legislators about getting back together during this time of social distancing because of COVID-19?
Absolutely. I mean, we all are, real people who are asked to do this job in this time, just like we're asking our healthcare professionals to do their jobs in this time, or pharmacy techs, or people at Kroger. We understand that this is our job and that it is a vital job right now, that we have a constitutional obligation to pass a budget. And in this moment, that is so vitally important. But of course, we're all human beings with families that we care about. So when we go down there, we're doing our level best to practice social distancing, not only for our own health and well-being, but we're on TV live while we're doing this. And it is our job to model the kind of behavior that our governor is insisting we all participate in right now. We need to be there to get the job done, but we need to do it in a way that is safe and that, again, models that behavior we need everyone to be adhering to right now.
Do we expect other pieces of legislation to be considered at all?
You know, I don't right now. I believe that tomorrow we're going to get down there and we're going to do the business of the people and we're going to pass a budget. There will likely be a special session later on this summer. There is an automatic trigger when the budget revenues go below 5% of anticipated. You know, everyone expects that to happen given, you know, what's happening with our economy right now. So there may be a chance in the future for us to address some of the other necessary bills. But right now, I feel pretty strongly that our job is to pass a budget and or if there's anything else we can do that helps to give the governor's the power that the governor rather the powers that he needs right now to combat this. Or, you know, if we were to find another way to pass a similar bill to Senate Bill 150 that helps. You know, Senate Bill 150 is a great start, but as we were sitting there in the committee trying to, you know, talk about the topics that we had in front of us, every time we talk about a topic, it's like, you know, it's like pulling at a thread of a sweater. You start unraveling more and more and more. And as we were talking about, say, the notary stuff, we started realizing, well, there's real title issues right now that are very date-specific and timeline-specific, and there's just so many limbs to this. So when you sit down and you start to try and combat them, you know, you could go on for a long time. So if we go back down there tomorrow, when we go back down there tomorrow, I believe it should be to pass the budget. And if we consider anything else, it needs to be COVID related.
And as you mentioned, you are a small business owner as well. You own the Yoga Bar Studios and you're a co-owner of Rake Strategies. That's a brand strategy firm. What are you hearing from constituents in Northern Campbell County, particularly those who also own small businesses? I know that they must be very concerned, but what has their response been to this legislation?
You know, it's been really positive. One of the things people were most concerned about is, you know, licensure right now. We've given a lot of extensions to licensure, to tax payments, things like that. We've given municipalities the ability to defer or delay tax payments. So those kinds of things are really helpful. You know, most of the small business owners I talk to are, they don't open up with, I'm worried about my business. They open up with, I'm worried about my employees and my staff. And so the fact that small business owners now know that their employees can apply for unemployment, even if they weren't eligible beforehand, that they can apply for partial unemployment. So if their hours are reduced, they're eligible now. Businesses like mine, where we primarily have independent contractors can apply for unemployment now, too, which is something that is brand new and so very needed. And then I've been doing a lot of talking with small businesses about how to apply for SBA loans. And if I could, I'll just put that website address out for any small business owner right now. The website to go to is sba.gov/disaster. They can file there for SBA loans. I know for a lot of small business owners, the idea of taking on more debt right now sounds really counterintuitive. But the idea behind SBA loans is that it's money when you need it, and there will be means down the line to perhaps forgive some of those loans. So this is a way to make sure that you can keep your employees staffed right now, to keep your business afloat, and to make sure that we keep our Main Street strong.
So if the General Assembly, starting on Wednesday, only takes up the budget, that's no small undertaking. We have a Democratic governor. We have a Republican-controlled legislature, both chambers heavily controlled by Republicans. Do you expect this to go smoothly, or could this drag out?
I hope that it will go smoothly, and I was really heartened by what we were able to do with SB 150 last week. I mean, I think we all understand this is our duty right now. This can't be about election year politics. This can't be about one party over the other. This is about Team Kentucky and making sure that we make it through this as well as we possibly can, and that we follow our governor's wise advice to get this job done and then go back to our communities where we can be of even more service. So I am very hopeful. Granted, I'm still new and maybe optimistically naive, but in this moment, I really do think we're going to get down there. We're going to get, potentially a scaled back budget, potentially a very austere budget, because we don't know what our revenues are going to look like. But we need to pass something right now to keep the government running. And then, like I said, it looks like we will have the opportunity to come back in a special session to work to get this right when we have more information.
Governor Beshear is offering updates to Kentuckians every day at 5 o'clock about the status of the state and coronavirus, and he's managing to do it relatively calmly. I'm wondering if, as a yoga instructor, you're advising him at all on the meaning of Zen.
I'm not, but the other night he said on live TV that he'd never practiced yoga. And as you can imagine, my phone kind of blew up after that. So I am happy to give him some cues on breath work and stuff, but I don't think he needs it. I think without ever practicing, our governor is a yogi. He is very calm. He presents an authoritative voice that is very calming and assuring right now. I have people call me and they'll say, do you have any information that I don't have? And I'm like, no, the governor is being absolutely transparent right now. The information he gives you is the same information the General Assembly gets. Often we're getting it at the exact same time you do. He is doing, in my opinion, a phenomenal job of being really transparent, really assuring, really proactive. And I think you just need to look at the states around us and how well Kentucky's doing at flattening the curve and, you know, the measures that he's taking. And he doesn't take any of it lightly. Like, he understands what it is to ask small businesses to shutter themselves. He understands how hard this is going to be on our restaurant industry and its employees and so on and so forth. So I think he's being pragmatic and stoic and strong, and I'm eternally grateful for his leadership right now.
Rachel Roberts is a Democratic state representative from Newport. Representative Roberts, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. And if I could just offer one more thing, anyone who's looking for information should go to the one website where everyone's getting the best information right now, kycovid19.ky.gov. And the phone number for that is 1-800-722-5725. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, Rachel. We'll talk again soon. Up next, how philanthropic groups are working to raise funds here locally to provide coronavirus financial relief. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.